Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. We're glad you're with us this morning. Sharing with us today is one of our favorites, becoming a little bit of a regular, hopefully more so as time goes by. But David Harton is the CEO of ITC. I forget the name of this particular one, David, but
the holding company.
Holding company. Okay. Well, there you go. I think I did know that. One of the founding partners of The Edge. So we're also grateful for that. But anyway, David's going to share with us this morning. So David, take it away.
Thank you, Kevin. Have y'all ever heard of Christian Streakers? I had not until I was on one of the social media platforms the other day. And I saw this meme that popped up that said that the number of Christian streakers are growing in America. And I thought, what in the world is that? But what I then learned from I think it was Instagram, is that a Christian streaker is a believer who wears the helmet of salvation and nothing else. And while I got a good laugh out of that, I started thinking, well, wait a minute. Do I know all of the individual pieces of the armor of God? Because I might be closer to a Christian streaker than not. So that launched me into just trying to see if I could write them all down. And when I did, I got like 67%, which is in my school mind was a D. So I didn't get a great grade on that. So it launched me into a study just to refresh my mind. So I wanted to share that with you guys today. Just the outcome of that, me running across a funny little meme that kind of led into a larger study. So first, we'll just start with the text. In Ephesians 6, Paul says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." So Paul gives us kind of a battle analogy. And the first article that he talks about in the armor of God is the belt of truth. When I first thought about this, I thought, well, that makes sense, right? You ever got caught in a lie? I know I have, especially as a teenager. It kind of felt like what you would imagine having your pants fall down while you're talking in public, right? But as I kind of marinated on this, I don't think that's right, right? Because Paul wasn't wearing Levi's or khakis. He would kind of be wearing a tunic. And so in a battle analogy, a belt was kind of your platform. It was your base. It kept your tunic from getting caught on something while you were trying to fight. And so I think it has more to do with our integrity, our honesty has everything to do with who we are as a platform, right? It is our relationships are built on trust, and lies break trust, therefore they break relationships. So it's really kind of the base as a Christian that we operate of is in truth and in dealing with one another honestly. The second piece was the breastplate of righteousness. And if you think about what does a breastplate do, well, it protects our vital organs. Most notably, our heart. So Paul's telling us that right living, living in obedience to how God tells us to live, protects our heart. Have you ever heard the expression, well, that's not a head problem, it's a heart problem? Well, righteousness is our protection against that. The third one was a little tricky. He says, feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And that's a mouthful. And I kind of came up with two, I think, right answers for what he's talking about here. And in one sense, I think he's talking about as Christians, it's just helpful to know that this world is temporary, right? It's a fallen world. It's not our home. It wasn't meant to be this way. So that whatever we're going through is not meant to last. And so I think that's one way you can interpret that. I think the other way, a more practical way, is being ready to share the gospel. It's knowing our own testimony. It's reminding ourselves of what God's done in our lives as a defense mechanism against the enemy. The fourth thing he throws up is the shield of faith. I love how specific Paul is here. He says that the enemy will that they that our shield of faith can extinguish arrows from the enemy. Well, what kind of arrows does Satan normally throw at us? And I think those are lies that are intended to create doubt. Right from the beginning, the first thing we hear Satan say is, "Did God really say?" In a successful attempt to create doubt, and our defense against that is faith. Lastly, he says the helmet of salvation, which I think is pretty self-explanatory, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And again, I love how Paul, he's given us an analogy, something we have to figure out, but in this one, he's like, this is so important, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you the answer, right? The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And we have the best example ever and how we use the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, to combat the evil one. And the example that Jesus had when he was tempted in the wilderness, right? Every time Satan tried to tempt him, what did Jesus do? He threw out scripture, truth, to combat that. And so what he's telling us when he's saying, put on the sword of the Spirit, I believe is just the practical practice of memorizing scripture. So I hope that was good for you. You know, it's always fun to share things that we're learning. I think today's Be the Edge challenge is pretty simple. It's don't be content living as a Christian streaker, but rather put on the full armor of God. So thank you, Kevin, for sharing your platform. I appreciate everybody's attention, and go and be the edge.